Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
What's making news?
It's been a massive night. We clearly have heaps to talk about. Mark McGowan has said that no one's coming in. No one's coming in without following the rules.
Yep.
In his smug little voice. I think we've got some audio of what he said.
But the thing about the Ashes and Cricket Australia is we have put in place very strict rules. So we've said to them, you need to have 14 days quarantine. And that has to apply to all the broadcast staff, the cricket staff. They can't just bring wives and girlfriends with them. Same rules as we put in place for the AFL. So it's up to them whether they want to adhere to those rules or not.
Tough guy.
It's up to them.
Didn't something happen with an AFL player, or was that an NRL player that he snuck his girlfriend into quarantine over West Australia and ended up getting sacked? I'd say to all the players, just pick one up when you're over there. Don't take you.
That's right.
Like a loner.
They've already done their quarantine over there.
Yeah. So there'll be no test cricket in Perth,
I don't think so.
No. It's up to them.
That's right. Hey, now speaking of all things pandemic-wise, you know the panic, and I was probably involved in this too, about opening the borders. We've got, as of yesterday, zero cases in South Australia.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is good. Doesn't mean that'll continue, but for the moment anyway, zero cases. So I was one that was a bit worried about opening the borders and thinking, God, there'll be cases everywhere and hospitals will be, ramping and overloaded, but hasn't happened yet. So,
well, thankfully, because the hospitals are ramping anyway, aren't they?
That's right. We need more ramps. If it continues.
Not more beds.
No, just more ramps.
If it's ramps they need, I can knock up some, plywood ramps.
Right.
I don't know what the problem is. Yeah. Heading to the Northern Territory.
Yeah. There was a staffy has fought off a 2-metre saltwater croc in Darwin. His owner and him were out for their usual morning walk.
Yeah.
And the owner heard a bit of he said the dog always kind of walks around in the shallows and that, which is I don't even walk in the shallows if the pool at the hotel I stay at.
That's right.
Territory.
Can be dangerous.
But the dog got in there, fought off the croc and got some big lacerations across its back. But you know what Staffy's like. They don't care. Yeah.
Bulletproof.
I've had worse.
Tough.
Yeah, he's there. Look at that.
Is that all you guys? Give me your best shot.
I love the owner. He says, they said, why did you think at any time you might go and help the dog out? He said, no. As much as I love that dog,
It's terrifying. Luck.
Fight your own battles.
I mean, they're dinosaurs. They're dinosaurs that have survived until now. Look at them. They look like big, giant lizards.
Yeah,
it's
they're
freaky.
Very, very
unbelievable
scary.
What some people's pets have survived, man. Yeah. Our dog survived falling off the back of a ute at like 60k an hour. It slipped its lead and got up, shook it off, absolutely fine. That was a blue heeler.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely
just
fine.
Just rolled along a bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, the one in vacation didn't fare so well.
No.
Chevy Chase tied it to the back of the car. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Feel good.
I thought I'd put those movies out of my head. Crossing over to North Korea, because we do have our own North Korean expert.
Correspondent.
Tom. He's our North Korean correspondent, Tom. Every morning he comes in with a piece of news from North Korea. I don't know how he finds it. A teenager, this is awful, has been sentenced to 14 years in jail for watching 5 minutes of a film.
Gee.
Wow.
This is no good what's happening in North Korea. I don't know if you guys are aware of this.
Do you know what? We should start a campaign to just say to North Korea, back the truck up. Become nicer to your people.
Oh, yeah.
What movie was it? Is there any indication?
Well, it was a South Korean movie called The Uncle. I've looked it up. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 78%. So, not too bad. What movie would you do 14 years for?
That's a good question, actually.
Yeah.
Greece. Yeah. I'd have to watch Greece.
Which 5 minutes? Just the 5 minutes Olivia's in the tight pants?
I'd be happy to do life because I'd watch the whole movie. I wouldn't be able to just watch 5 minutes.
No. Yeah. Do life for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three life sentences right there.
Consecutive.
Get shot with a cannon by Kim Jong. It's been reported that Mick Jagger Wears these special light therapy glasses. I don't know. What, is it because he's old or because he? I think because he travels a lot.
Probably a
they're
bit of both.
They're called retimers.
And they're specifically designed to combat jet lag and moving around a lot. And I mean, they are on a world tour at the moment and they are moving all over the place.
Yeah.
And the amazing part about it is these glasses have been developed right here in South Australia.
No.
Nice.
The little state that could have got glasses on Mick Jagger, and he proudly wears them. You see him, there's photos of him on balconies and stuff like that. And what it does is it readjusts your circadian rhythms.
Oh.
Thanks, Dr. Carl Krasinski.
Right. Yeah. I love Dr. Carl.
And it helps you get over jet lag. So isn't that amazing that South Australia is an innovator in such a great field?
Did you know, fun fact about South Australian innovation, we did most of the special effects for the Matrix films.
Right, yes.
In South Australia.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves, at the end of the third film, if legend is correct, was so grateful that he donated his whole paycheck to the special effects team.
Is that right?
Yeah, South Australia.
Oh, good on him.
I know a bloke who actually was one of the cinematographers on that particular movie.
How good.
So it turns out, now I'm reading this straight out of the advertiser. I'm stealing this morning, but it says the Norwegian triathlon team actually wore these in the build-up to the Olympics.
Yep.
And they went on to win gold.
There you go.
So it helped them, the retimer glasses that Mick Jagger.
And Mick Jagger has a girlfriend who's 44 years younger than him. So these glasses can snag you that as well. So gold medals, young chicks. I'm just thinking millions of dollars.
I couldn't have a girlfriend 44 years younger than me. That would be wrong.
No.
But Mick Jagger, he's one of those blokes. Have you seen him lately? He just looks amazing still.
Ageless. 78 years old.
Absolutely ageless, except for the face. The old boat race has got a few Ks on it.
It's got a few Ks on the clock.
Yeah.
But no, he looks amazing. Still dances around like crazy. It's it's amazing to watch him perform.
Hey, just on a side note, is it true that bands sort of have endorsements, you know, wear certain things and, you know, it might be, I don't know, you know, running shoes or something like that? Have you ever had that sort of deal?
Yes, we were what's known as head to toe with Oakley. So they put caps all the way down to shoes, had mad sunglasses.
There you go.
I even got an Oakley watch at one stage. It was worth a few grand. But
band?
But they were, the whole band.
Wow.
But that wasn't like you did a contract. They just put you in stuff.
Yeah.
And as long as you were getting photographed in it and stuff like that, it was all hunky-dory.
Yeah, I had heard that. Yeah, no, good stuff.
Well, how did you know that?
Well, I just do.
Have you been endorsed or sponsored?
No, I'd heard on the grapevine.
Pim.
Anyway.
Now, listen, I'm a rugby league man. I'm being from New South Wales. Mm-hmm. So when I see
soccer. What's rugby league?
Rugby league's where 13 tough guys get on one side of the field, 13 tough guys get on the other side of the field and try and beat the crap out of each other.
There's a hooker?
There's a hooker, there's a halfback, there's all kinds of different things.
Sounds like HQ. Red Square.
Foul as life.
Sounds like something that happens on Hindley Street.
Yeah. So being a rugby league man, I often watch the soccer and go, how are these blokes throwing themselves around on the ground, crying.
Yeah.
Crying until the very minute they get a penalty, then popping up like nothing's ever happened.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to give it to this guy, Victor Osimhen. He's a Nigerian football player, and he had every right to be rolling around on the ground crying.
What happened?
He smashed into someone so hard playing against Inter Milan that he crushed his eye socket, which is bad enough, but because of how it was crushed, it popped his eye out.
No!
It was his cheek.
No.
Really?
And he wasn't rolling around on the ground or anything. He was just like trying to put his little bugger back in.
No.
Six plates, 18 screws, and a few months out of the game. But
does he have a glass eye now?
It was still attached. It was still hanging on the eye a bit.
Really?
The retina was still attached.
If you want to have a look at it, and I don't, but you can see it, and his dead set eye is actually hanging on his cheek.
I've had an irrational fear my whole life that my eye will pop out.
Right.
Well, what about the story about when you sneeze?
Yeah. I'm terrified.
Have you tried it?
No.
What happens if you hold your nose when you sneeze? Your eyes
no,
pop
no,
out?
No. Try and sneeze by and keep
your
eyes
open.
Keeping
your eyes open. Apparently, your
and
eyes
they say
pop
if out. You keep your eyes open and you sneeze,
but it's impossible
pop out.
To do it.
My eyes feel so bloody weird right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I, when I was a kid, I had really big eyes, and people would say, "Oh, they look like they're about to pop out your head. They're so big." And I got this weird complex that if I opened them wide enough, that they would pop out. And it was like sometimes I'd be like, "Maybe I'll just do it." Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will pop my eyes out for
maybe
her.
I'll be, because there was
like
a woman.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, like that. Ooh, so now I have a weird thing about eyeballs.
There are people that can extend them out past their eyelids and
Guinness
then bring
Book
them back
records,
in.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Like Marty Feldman.
That's right. <Yeah.
laughs> So, yeah, Victor Osterman, he's one of the tough guys that plays the round ball code.
If you're listening and you have, this is a bit a question without notice, but if you're listening and you have a glass eye or you lost your eyeball, I wouldn't hate hearing the story because I feel like they're always amazing stories. If you're willing to share it via text, you can get in touch. Because I know a girl who was running through the forest like with a friend. And they were all ducking under trees, and she didn't duck.
Mm.
And it skewered it like a kebab.
I like that. No. I like the guys who have a bit of fun with their glass eye, you know, pop it in your drink and stuff like that.
Do they really?
That's good. That's good
that's
gear.
Sunny.
But they're not always round like you think. Sometimes they're just a little shell.
Yeah.
So they can
a
be
little mold.
Yeah, a little mold.
And they tend to say, if ever you're passing this way again, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's 133353. Who you got on the line there, Gleeso?
I'm laughing already. We got Simon from the Barossa. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Please tell me your terribly gross story.
We were at Undera Speedway in Victoria, probably 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were staying over there with a fella that was actually riding on this night. And I was in the middle doing the white lines, so I was amongst it. And this bloke we were staying with crashed his sidecar and hit the fence head on. And I ran up to him and he was looking at me, but his eyes were floating around in his motorbike goggles.
Oh,
no!
Like the Cookie Monster.
No.
Yeah.
No. Really?
No. Well,
so both had popped out.
So he must have knocked himself out and the eyes popped out into the goggles.
Oh my God.
You don't want them getting tangled up, do you? That's the other thing.
Oh, Simon.
Well, the goggles aren't just to protect your eyes from what's out there. It's to keep your eyes from going out into the world.
I didn't realise that.
Ending up on your petrol tank.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thanks, Simon. Nice story.
Jeez, you can keep them coming, or even if you want to do it on the text, might be easier. 04888.
If you've just tuned in, that was in context. Text to a story about someone's eye popping out. We didn't just get that call randomly.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've all been desperate after a breakup, but this I think takes the cake. A woman has claimed that she staged her own wedding in a desperate bid to get her ex to text her.
Just to text her.
Just to get in contact.
Wow.
Just jealous, just wanted to trigger him, make him notice her. So basically she bought this $3,000 wedding package. She sent out invitations, even got souvenirs from the gift shop on a list, a registry. And it was all just trying to get him to notice her and get in contact. And this is not, I mean, this is incredibly extreme. It's an incredibly extreme version, but it's not unusual for people to stage things in the post-breakup thing to try and look like they're doing very well.
So how do you mean?
I have a cousin who will remain unnamed, Jessica.
Oh, until then.
Bang.
She broke up with someone, was struggling, was really wanting to make him jealous, wanting to make him reach out to her, and knew that there was a way to do that. So what she did was she set up a sort of dining situation. She was home alone. A dining situation, put a plate in front of her, a sort of plate on the opposing side, two glasses of wine, one that looked like they'd been drunk from.
Right.
Really like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Was there a rabbit boiling on the stove by any chance?
Her name was Glenn Close. No, and she set up, she said that she stacked, she put a ice cream bucket and a pot on top of each other and then rested the camera there and set up the timer on flash, held her glass of wine, looked at it like it was being taken by someone, then uploaded it and it said, dinner with, and then love heart. So dinner with the love.
Oh,
right?
Right.
And then put that up on the Instagram. And, it, you know, she said that a lot of her friends who knew her and knew she wasn't dating anyone were like, what the hell's going on? You're not with anyone. Who is this? And she's like, shh, it's not for you.
Right.
It's for him. So this went up and within 2 days he was messaging her saying, hey, can we catch up?
Yeah. Yeah. I really do. So that works.
So it works. Bit, you know, hook, line and sinker.
Bit of success there. There was,
there's that old adage, if you want to get over someone, get under someone. It's not a thing.
That other someone doesn't even need to exist.
Right, okay.
It can be imaginary. So my friend has a little boy. He's 4 and he's starting to get very, he can do his own stuff now. He's sort of getting a little bit independent. She was just thinking to herself the other day how proud she was of him because he would go and get his little yogos out the fridge and get his spoon and do it, go sit down and pop on his show. And then she was watching him take it all back to the kitchen, put the thing in the recycling, and then she thought he was going to put the spoon in the dishwasher, and he just licked it, rubbed it on his shirt, and then put it back in the drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's and how I clean all that cutlery, you know.
And she said, what are you doing there, buddy? What's that? How come you just, what are you? And he said, yeah, that's how I clean my spoons. She said, that's how you clean them every time? Yeah. And then he ran off and she was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so, good little fella. He was thinking about it. He was trying to do the right thing.
He's been putting his little slobbery spoons back in the drawer. And I was just wondering, what did you catch the kid doing? You know, was there anything that you saw your little one doing and you went, oh, that's not how it's done?
Well, cutting his hair.
Oh, okay.
My little fella.
Yeah.
My little fella did one of those great haircuts. I don't know if you know, if you remember Turning Japanese by the Vapors.
Yeah.
The lead singer had like this mad straight across haircut, looked like Lurch. So Jamesy did that when he was a young fellow.
I did that with pinking shears. You know, the ones that have the zigzag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave myself a very kind of cool new wave haircut. Like, yeah. It wasn't actually bad. I did that in the church side room because I found these squiggly scissors. But, yeah. 133353, what did you catch the kid doing? Did you catch them using something wrong? Did you catch them? Yeah, like, you know, the spoon thing's a classic example.
One of Roo's kids in recent times was eating, I'll just say, out of his nappy.
Oh!
Oh!
Yeah.
No. Sol-
yeah. No. Sultanas for breakfast.
No. Yeah, a few peanuts.
I refuse to acknowledge that. Oh!
My brother, my older brother used to paint with it.
Oh, no!
On the walls next to the car.
He was 23 years old.
Yeah, he was 23. What'd you catch the kid doing? My friend caught her little boy licking his spoon and putting it back in the drawer. Apparently this wasn't the first time he'd done it.
Rat bag.
We've got Kathy from Virginia on the line. What'd you catch the kid doing, Kathy?
I'm not, for fear of repercussion, I'm not naming my child because I don't think they'll speak to me anymore.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I had a child who used to hang behind the curtains in our house and wait for buzzy little blowflies to stop and slow down and then shove them up their nose.
Oh, no.
Blowing up the nose. Brilliant.
Yeah. Most kids would hide behind the curtain to go and do number twos, you know. No, not mine, no.
Yeah. Blowflies, it's very unusual. I like it.
Oh, it's just, I actually feel sick saying it.
Yeah.
And Kathy, is he growing up to be like Prime Minister or,
yeah, absolutely. CEO of a major fly spray company.
Too good, Kathy. Too good.
Thank you, Kathy. I've had some friends who've caught their kids doing very funny things over the years. We just had a caller, caught her son putting flies up his nose. Very cute.
Oh,
very weird. We've got Rick from Yorks. Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, how are you going today?
Yeah, very good. What'd you catch the kid doing?
Playing in the bath, dropped the number 2 and using it as a submarine.
Battleships.
That's good. That's very good.
Up periscope.
No, not at all.
All right, we got Darren here from Aberfoyle Park. How are you going, Darren?
How you going, mate? All right.
Very well, mate. Tell us about what you caught your kid doing.
The eggs used to go missing all the time. We wondered where they went, and until my wife made the bed a couple of times, and he's hid them under his pillowcase and waiting for the eggs to hatch. And,
Oh, that's a mess. Oh, that's adorable.
And he still thinks that the eggs, the chickens come out the eggs.
Oh, you know, very nice.
Strangely enough, there's adult vegans who still think the same thing.
Just a drive-by from Dave.
Now we've got Jess from McLaren Vale. Jess, how are you going?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Jess.
God, I hope you're not vegan.
It wasn't my kids, but my brother. We used to play outside in the mud quite a bit. Mm-hmm. When my parents called us to come back inside, my brother just turned around and smiled, and he had this mouthful of millipedes.
Oh, what?
Oh, Jesus. That sounds like something out of The Grudge. Oh,
there wasn't any other bug. It was just millipedes. It's what he enjoyed.
And for anyone who's ever bitten down on one in an apple, how good do they taste? Oh, the old
Jesus. Like sarsaparilla.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who have we got, Dave?
We got Dave from Christie's Downs. How you going, Dave?
Yeah, good, thanks, Cluso.
Now, tell us your story.
Well, many years ago, I sat down at the dinner table and had buried in dinner, and then I look up, my young lad's carved his name in the dining room table.
Oh, yeah.
Like a crim.
Yeah.
And I nearly lost my stuff there for a while, but asking what was going on, he was just, mate, that was where he sat, and he was marking his spot.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yep. Fair enough.
Josh right. was here. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Dave. All right, now we need to send someone off to see Gleeso and the Angels this Friday night. I'll tell you what. Kathy from Virginia takes some beating. The blow flies
past.
Up the nose.
I can't go past Kathy incredible. From Virginia.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Oh, please welcome to Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, very sad. For the last time this year, Adam Rosenbach. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dits, Loz, Dave. How you going? You all right?
Oh, geez, a little bit down there, Rosie. What's going on?
Yeah, sorry. I had a big weekend. I was in South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, Seychelles, Malawi, and Mozambique. And I've got a bit of a cough.
Gee, you did the rounds. Yeah.
Oh, it's only just a scratchy throat you get. It's all right.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. I haven't worn a mask, so I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Hey, just the irony of all of this, of course, you were going to finish a few weeks ago, and our mate Rue begged you. He said, no, please keep going till the end of the year, please.
Mm-hmm. Gave me the captain spray, he and did. I went, all right, I'll dig deep, and he has jettisoned himself.
Yes. Maybe that's because he knew he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I'm not good at the segues, as we've had from the past, but I'm going to give this a go. Apparently, there's a new cocktail in Sydney.
Yes. So a cocktail bar in Sydney has brought out a new cocktail, a diamond cocktail, which costs $4,000. So along with the alcohol, the cocktail contains 24 karat gold flakes and a black diamond, and it's 4K to get yourself one. So Roxy Jacenko's already bought them for her kids. Like, she's well onto it. Like, it's still cheaper than a pint of craft beer, but it's expensive. Being a cocktail bar, it only takes them 6 months to make. So,
that's right.
That's pretty good. But you know what? You know what I'd pay $4,000 for when they're making a cocktail?
What?
If they didn't pour the alcohol out of that tiny little tin cup. How about that? How about you just free pour for once in a while?
Can I suggest another thing? Make up a whole batch of them. Every cocktail on your list, have a bucket of it, will you? Because there's nothing more annoying. You get up to the bar, you're behind a young girl, and she's just ordered six of these bloody cocktails.
Mm-hmm. I reckon one at a time.
It takes about half an hour.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
And all you want is a beer. You know what I love is that the blokes there, or the people there that work in the cocktail things, call themselves mixologists.
Yeah.
And it's like, mate, it's okay to be a barman, you know? Like, I don't go to KFC to meet the lords of the deep fry.
Now, some news out of the US. What's doing?
Yeah, so a survey has discovered that 40% of American children think that hot dogs are vegetables.
What?
And they're not the sharpest tools in the
And
scene.
The other 60% aren't sure.
And explains why their fingers look like sausages. Like, you just go, that's what you're doing. You know, that's why I get onions on the top of my Bunnings sausages. Keep up the veggie intake. That's
absolutely.
What kind of vegetable do they think they are?
That's a really good question. I think they do think it's a vegetable of its own.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Growing on the Savoy tree.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Technically, they're kind of correct. I mean, horses eat vegetables, so they're kind of correct.
Oh, my God.
What about an ancient discovery?
Yeah, so in the Middle East, a 2,700-year-old toilet was found in Jerusalem.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. And next to it, they found a 2,500-year-old copy of Zoo magazine. That's right. Pretty good. There was also, beside it was a mummified woman complaining that someone had left the seat.
Correct.
Yeah. But, and they knew it was a men's toilet because someone hadn't replaced the toilet paper in 2,500 years.
Yeah, old toilet paper rolls lying all over the place.
All onto it, yeah.
Speaking of which, there's a PSA for men that we all need to hear, apparently.
Yes, so a study in the UK has found that men who have sex of the solo variety lower their risk of prostate cancer.
Oh.
I am way ahead of them.
Yeah, so if you go at it, at the rate that I have them, I'm going to live until I'm 170. Like, I'm going to be fine.
I was telling my friends this because in Queensland they've got use it or lose it or something like that.
Yeah.
And they said to me that my prostate would be the prostate of a 5-year-old boy.
For the love of God.
Oh, look, you've got to be so proud of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gee, just, what a feather in your cap. Like,
it just sounds like this study was conducted by a scientist who clearly got busted by his mum.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It could be a prostate
mum,
cancer.
I have to do this. It's research. For my health.
Yeah. So now, instead of Movember, which is about, you know, prostate cancer, I think we should do Flogular.
There you go. On that note.
You know
note.
What? It's easy because most of the men I know already do it, you know, 12 months of the year. So just
We're
do what you normally do.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll go about fine. Your business.
Yeah. I can't believe anyone does get prostate cancer.
I know.
Hang on.
Hey, good on you, Rosie. Thanks again for all your help throughout the year, mate.
Absolute pleasure.
Good
have
on you.
One.
There he is. Cheers, Adam Rosenbarks.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What's a goal?
Overnight sports.
The chances of Perth hosting an Ashes test are slipping away. We heard from Mark McGowan earlier this morning saying that everyone, doesn't matter who you are, you must quarantine for 14 days. So that means they just cannot get either team in there or any staff or broadcast people. So it's just not going to happen, is it?
Puritanical state.
It's a puritanical state.
That's what I'm
Fortress
calling
Fortress McGowan, they call it.
Everyone, you know, can't even have herpes going in there.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't know, but
I'm constantly in a puritanical state.
Are you?
Yeah. Now, the good news is, speaking cricket, it looks like Alex Carey has been picked as the replacement keeper for Tim Payne because Josh Inglis has been sent home to Western Australia. So, not that I wish him any ill, but great news from South Australia's point of view that Alex Carey will, in fact, make his test debut. Fantastic fella.
Unreal.
Great bloke. Could be an Australian captain, people have said. So, let's hope he does well. Aussie coach Justin Langer reportedly made a surprise trip to Hobart to visit former captain Tim Payne. He was able to fly in on compassionate grounds, apparently. Let's talk a little bit of footy, shall we? Because this is a funny story. Young lad Cooper Murley from the Norwood Football Club talking about last week, the night that he was drafted.
Taking a pick 49, Norwood's Cooper Murley will never forget where he was when his name was read out.
I actually got up and went to the toilet and, when I was in the toilet, I just heard the whole room erupt and I couldn't believe it that I'd actually missed my name get read out.
Well, you say it when you win that ARIA, all right, don't be in the dunny.
Oh, I tell you what, there's a lot of people in the toilets at the ARIAs when their name gets called out.
Let's cross now to the dunny. Fantastic. The Matildas managed to snatch a 1-1 draw against the USA in front of more than 20,000 fans in Newcastle last night. The Aussie women's side fell behind in the first 5 minutes, managed to snatch a draw. Interesting where Sam Kerr played against her girlfriend as well.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so a bit of rivalry there.
On-field rivalry, but it's great. 20,000 people to see the women's soccer is just phenomenal. Yeah. It's grown so much in the last 5 years or 10 years.
It has. All right, that's our look at sport. Hey, over the summer, make sure you try out our Triple M beer from Big Shed because you can win $5,000 just for drinking it. So there's a code on each can and you just need to go to the website and enter the code and, you can win $5,000 just for enjoying a Triple M beer.
Now,
can you give me a bit of an insight into this beer? What do we got? Is it
it's
fruity? Is it craft?
No. Well, Loz is quite a the expert. She's had many a taste test.
Right.
It is a little bit fruity, but it's very crisp. It's not too crafty if you're worried about that. It's got the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I thought was great last night? I was listening to Jars and the Rush Hour Boys, and Jars actually accredited the making of the beer to someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
yes.
The Big
oh,
Shed.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Not this is the not
we can,
first time.
We can confirm it is Big Shed. Big all right. Shed. Big Shed down there on Old Port Road.
Not the first time he's done that.
No, it's not just.
You can try it on Tap of the Maid and the Havelock, or you can buy yourself a case from the Lakes or the Bridgeway.
Santa's Wonderland this December. Adelaide Showground. Book online and save. Santa'sWonderland.com.au. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Lies.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, let's get him on. Joe Rusciutto, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, he's up and about. Mate? Hey, tell us, what does Dad do when he's on holidays? Is he sleeping in?
Not really. He just wakes up and does normal stuff.
Yeah, normal stuff. Has he been taking you to school?
No, Mum always does that. Yeah. He's gone to this meeting today.
Oh,
always
is he?
Always with the meetings. Okay. Always with the meetings.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How many weeks of school have you got left?
This is the second to last one.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Good. Then heaps of holidays, eh?
Yeah.
You beauty.
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, mate.
Dad told me that, you having a beer in the eastern suburbs.
Well, I might have been. Yeah, I might have been.
He's got spies here.
Yeah.
Right. Is your dad with you, Joe, right now?
No.
Oh, he's not watching over you, making you say stuff. This is all for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's at the meeting.
Oh, already? Yeah, the Jeez, meeting.
He's up and Jeez about Louise. Early. He's always making money.
Early meetings.
Righto, how many jokes today, Joe?
Two.
All right, give us the first one.
Okay. What do you call a booger on a diet?
What do you call a booger on a diet?
What do you, Joe?
Slim Pickens.
It's actually really good. Oh, Joe, I like the delivery on that too.
Yeah. All right, give us the second joke.
What do you call someone who has had their car stolen?
What do you call them?
Carlos.
Carlos, the Spanish fella.
Hey,
good on you, Joe. They were great jokes today, mate. Well done.
Absolutely worth the money.
Have a good day, mate. Well done, Joe Rusciutto.
I think he's going to take Rosie's job at the front bar.
Very, very good.
Very
funny. All right, so we've got some more coming up now. We've got Max on the line. Hello, Max.
Hi.
How old are you?
10.
10. And what school do you go to?
Glen Osmond Primary School.
Cool. Nice. All right. What's the best thing about Glen Osmond Primary School?
I just have really good friends there.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's sweet,
buddy. What's the name of your best friend?
I have a lot. My favorite, maybe Ruby and R and their names stuff.
Ruby.
Oh, I love that.
It's great that you've got nice lots name. Of friends.
Yeah. All right, Max, what's your joke today?
An old lady went to the bank and asked me to check her balance.
Yeah.
So I pushed her over.
Good on you, Max. Well done.
Brutal. I really like that.
Well done. Righto. Oh. Let's go to Lily. Hello, Lily.
Hi.
What a beautiful name. Lily, how old are you?
Lily. 8 years old.
Years old. So what year are you in?
Year three.
And what's your teacher's name?
Mr. J.
He sounds pretty cool.
Sounds cool.
Is he good?
Yeah.
All right. What about, have you got a best friend at school?
Yes.
What's his or her name?
Her name is Millie.
Millie and Lily.
I love that.
That's very funny, Lily, isn't it?
That's good.
Hey? All right. What's your joke today, Lily?
Why did the baked beans go to Queensland?
I'm laughing already.
I know.
Why did they?
Because they like to live in cans.
Oh.
Good on you, Lily.
Nice, Lil.
Have a good day at school, Lily. Down at Lockleys Primary School she is. Lockleys North Primary School, just north of Lockleys it is.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Down near the Lockleys Hotel, where maybe Mummy and Daddy go.
Both of you kids, Max from Glen Osmond Primary and Lily from Lockleys North Primary, are both getting passes. A family pass to Santa's Wonderland. Make it a Christmas to remember and book today. Gleeso is here as well. And when it comes to live acts, there is one man that has been killing it for 40 years straight. Icehouse playing their 40th anniversary tour, Adelaide Festival. That's going to be at the Ovals Village Green, 8th of March. Now, you can book your tickets online now at Ticket Tech or We got tickets to give away right now.
Yes,
now,
we do.
I'd like to share a little story about Ice House and
Please do. Hell yeah.
I went to Maris Brothers in Newcastle, and this is a good story where I'm going with this.
Should we buckle in?
Brother William, or Brother Bill as we called him, he was a really cool dude, and I reckon it was year 10 that he acted as our guardian.
Yeah.
Me and seven other year 10 students, and we went and saw Ice House at the Newcastle Workers Club.
With Brother Bill.
With Brother Bill.
That's a cool dude.
He took us to a bunch of concerts. I credit him with kind of, you know, getting us in, or myself especially, in front of seeing live bands. I think we saw Australian Crawl, Mondo Rock, but Ice House was definitely, I mean, it was 1984, so they were still... That was still one of the biggest bands in the country. And I remember there was just me and about 2,500 other people there to see Ice House go off at the Newcastle Workers Club.
Have you ever played on a bill with them?
Yeah, we played on a bill with them at up in Toowoomba a couple of years ago.
Wow.
But, I mean, he's just perennially young and a really great performer, amazing songwriter.
Yeah.
They actually had some big success over in the US with that electric...
Man of Colours
album. Yeah. He wrote some songs with Daryl Hall.
From Hall & Oates.
Yeah, so an absolutely amazing story of a band that's been able to rock on for so long.
So cool.
Started out as Flowers, as we said the other day, and then turned into Ice House. Nathan from Edithburg. How are you, Nathan?
Yeah, great. Yourselves?
Yeah, good, thanks. Tell us your Ice House experience.
Well, I really got one. I just love the music on Triple M.
Okay.
Right. Beautiful. Nice one.
That's good. Beautiful. Well done, Nathan.
Right, that's how easy it is. You get a double to go and see Ice House, righto.
I don't think there's a more Australian experience than being on a beach, somewhere where you can take your car maybe, having Ice House, Great Southern Land blasting out, sinking a tinny, sitting in a chair.
On Australia Day.
The great thing about that song is the way it starts. Like, you just know what that song is from one note and 1 second. That's an unofficial national anthem, you know?
It's amazing.
Although it could be Don't Change by NXS.
That's also true.
There you go.
Yes.
Sorry, Ados.
Jeez, I hate it when you're right, mate. Bloody hell.